It's got a little hard beak to it. It's supposed to eat mosquitoes.
We call that a mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
That's all I know.
Do you ever hear called a snake doctor or a dragonfly?
Oh, that one you're talking about, if he spits on you?
What's that?
A devil horse.
A devil horse?
Yeah. He's got a little hard, uh-huh, knotted, little bitty hard knot head.
Uh-huh.
And legs kind of like a grasshopper, long legs like a grasshopper and all. And that sister of mine that was here the other day, if one was to get in this house, she'd go out and tell the door. She said, if they spit on you, they put your eyes out. That's a mess. She ought to be the one answering these questions for you.
I never heard it called the devil horse.
That's not the mosquito hawk. That's not the mosquito hawk. This is another thing. We call it devil horse.
Have you ever heard of praying mantis?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing? What I think of as praying mantis is about a couple inches long. It's got long legs. It's green, sort of. And it's this real funny looking thing.
No, I don't reckon I've ever seen one, but I've heard them talk about it. Oh, usually whenever I see a strange bug, I go after it.
I think it's the praying mantis spits on you or something there.
Yeah, that's probably the devil horse.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I think that's what it is.
The devil horse. They're kind
of mean, aren't they? No, I don't think they harm a fly. I don't know how they live. I've never seen them catch anything.
Oh, I thought they did. I'm not sure.
I don't know how well you go at them with something to get rid of them. Because the more bugs you let grow like that and multiply, the more you have to fight in your garden or on your. And right now we're having trouble with cutworms cutting our tomato plants down and other plants. Just cut them off even with the ground. Crawling and get a hold of that bush and try to crawl, pull it in the ground after him. You can usually find him. And if you hunt.
Hey, are people, this area, nobody has chickens much, do they?
Not too many chickens. Now, Miss Barbara has about 12 or 15. And Miss Carol up here, she has a pretty good many chickens.
Yeah. I was reading about that.
And my sister has got a very few hens in a chicken pen for eggs. And she takes notion to kill when they quit laying, she killed for the deep freeze.
Did you read about them having to kill all of them?
I saw them doing that on TV last night. I said, oh, and what an unmerciful thing to have to do to a poor old dumb chicken.
Yeah. Well,
the
chickens were going to be killed sooner or later.
Yeah, but just a slaughter mass, you know, just dug the ditch with a bulldozer to them, bury them in. It's kind of, I was told great, I said, I don't know where chicken. Wait a while now before I eat the chicken, to see that.
Well, they said none of them got on the market.
No, none of them got on the market, and I can't understand how they found it, and where it come from.
It's supposed to have come from the feed.
It was in the feed? Oh, it was, I guess, in the feed. But now then, why don't the other chickens get it?
I don't know. It seems like it just...
Around McGee, Mississippi, and up around Collins and up in there, where they have these big chicken houses.
Yeah.
They just keep them, you know, they raise them in there. Maybe they kept chickens in them houses too long and didn't disinfect them good or not. I don't know what caused. Couldn't tell you, save my life.